It's Corey Vincent here, and this is the newest episode of Video Game Bang, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, brought to you by Vast GG, and who else, David?
NRG Esports. NRG.
Yeah, come on, man.
NRG Esports.
Says NRG?
NRG?
First of all, you almost just said it. Second of all, I forgot about the PSA. Esports.
There we go. Thank you guys all for attending this great meeting. Let's just start with the introductions. Let's just get right into them. She expands not only our perception, but she expands our vocabularies, everybody. Emma Skies, how's it going?
It's all right.
You came in looking a little dreary.
Thanks.
I mean, I meant that in the most loving way possible.
No, honestly, I didn't wash my hair today, and I'm wearing yesterday's makeup, so that's about how my life is right now. I'm literally wearing the makeup from yesterday. It's a thing.
Can we talk about the irony in you saying that she expands our vocabulary, and then she uses "ite"?
Yeah, well, I'm
a very complex individual, okay. All right?
All right, that's fine.
I'm convinced that Emma, we already know she frequents Reddit, but I'm pretty sure there is, like, an intelligent person Reddit that she's a part of that decides, like, okay, guys, we're bringing this word back into the vernacular, so starting today, bring it back, because...
I don't use weird words.
Last week, you used the word onus on the show. I had never... Okay, first of all, the only reason I remembered it is because I was like, I went through a million different scenarios where I tied it to anus. I did not do that. I was classy. I saved it for this week on that bit. And then I heard that word like 4 times in between that episode and today. So I'm convinced that you and some Illuminati like said onus is coming back, everybody.
It's interesting that you're saying I have a big vocabulary and I've forgotten the word for this, but there actually is a word for that phenomenon where you're made aware of something and suddenly you see it everywhere.
No,
it didn't change.
I thought that. I thought that myself, and that is BS, because I swear to Bob, I had never heard the word onus before. Not one time. You said
I feel
it.
Like you should change your friend group.
What does it mean? Okay, that's the other part of this story. I never actually looked it up.
Oh my God.
I just heard it like on the radio. I heard it everywhere. What is onus?
He just keeps using onus. yes. Onus would like... I'm not using it correctly.
It's just...
It's kind of like...
It's like
almost,
the responsibility.
Yeah.
It's a responsibility. It's an obligation.
The pressure.
It's onus.
Wait, you knew this?
Yeah. So yeah. It's like saying, like, it's like I'm putting the onus on you. I'm putting the responsibility on you.
Don't ever tell me you're going to put your onus on me. You heard him, ladies and gentlemen. David Webb.
What was the context? I don't
what
even remember saying
on,
it.
I don't know, but I did a stream where I did all the post-production of the podcast and posted it, and there's people. So we were listening to little segments, and that one popped up. And I was like, oh, fun fact, I almost made an anus joke. And... I don't remember, but you did use it, and it was the first time I've ever heard
it's
the word.
It's a word.
It's the first time I've ever heard it.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, David, speaking of onus, how you been, man?
I've been nailed it. That's the perfect use of it. I've been good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not too much else to report. It's good.
All right, we'll move on to Curtis. Thank you. I appreciate you keeping it short, because it's not like this is a podcast where talk about things
we
or anything.
We don't need to talk about things. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do have a lot to talk about. What's up, Curtis?
Not a whole lot. I guess with great power comes great onuses.
Wow. You've been sitting on that since he said the word responsibility, haven't you?
I have been sitting on that onus since he has responsibility. Thank you, Emma, for letting everybody know the in-studio
secrets.
You
know what? Here's another thing. To go along with Emma's onus,
yeah,
you made the joke last week about all right, the McConaughey joke.
Yeah.
And then I went onto my Facebook page.
And you see it everywhere.
There was a advertisement for a t-shirt that said,
all right,
with no context.
I don't know. Maybe the power of Emma Skies is obviously rolling off on me. The things that I say are beginning to manifest.
That's on Facebook putting recording devices and all your shit. That's not on me.
Oh, well, there you go. Thank you, Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg?
The Zuckerberg guy who...
The onus is on you to know how to say Zuckerberg.
Thank
you. Oh! Wow! What are you playing? The theme song.
What?
Golly! Thank you, podcast gods.
From this now.
Podcast gods show up to the podcast whenever they so choose, and they request sacrifices, and we have to tell them what we've been playing. So we'll start with David. What you been playing?
Still working on Spider-Man.
Good God, finish already. Come on,
finish what you started, bro.
No, the game's done. I mean, like, the story's done.
What percent are you at?
Huh?
What percent are you at?
High 80s.
Yikes. Oh,
I'm putting in, like, an hour or two, like, whenever I can.
Yikes.
I'm stretching it. No, okay, you know what? I'm stretching it until the DLC. No,
bullshit.
No.
I don't want to be
You came
be
up
a Corey.
With that on the spot.
Irregardless, I don't want to be Corey and be like, all right, well, I'm not going to play this game anymore until never.
It's been vocabulary. That word doesn't mean what you think it means.
It means exactly what I think it means. But more recently, Overwatch.
I don't think that word is on your Reddit channel of the smart people, is it?
No.
That's a.
I want to infiltrate this and just irregardless everywhere.
Onus Watch?
I've been playing Onus Watch.
I hate all of it.
I think the correct thing to do is like what Emma Skies has done, because I'm pretty sure that after Spider-Man, you've beaten at least one other game.
Yes.
What was that?
Tomb Raider.
You did finish it.
I did.
100%?
No, I haven't 100%ed it because I don't particularly want to.
Well, you don't want to.
Yeah.
Was it not good?
It's disappointing. I'm very hurt by it. I'm actually really upset about it.
This is interesting because you were really hyped for this
one. I was so excited. I was like about to cry. I was so excited. Well, it's one of those where like you can tell that they switched studios.
What changed, though? Because your early reports were you were maybe about halfway through, and you were saying, yeah, it's pretty good.
So you remember when I said that, and I was like, I don't really know. I kind of want to let the story play out a little more. I'm not so sure about things. I was an hour and a half away from the finish at that point. I was well into the climax of the game, and I had no idea.
Wow.
Okay. Yep. So I went on to play it the next day, and I finished it in an hour and a half. And I was like, what? What is it? Like, I turned on the game, and I went to do the next mission, and it was like, point of no return, and I was like, what the fuck? Is there like a 5-hour last mission? No, it's just really fucking short.
So what was bad? What fell flat? The game, just the longevity of it, the story?
It's, yeah, don't worry, Lost Sheep, no spoilers in chat. The story is very shallow, it feels like. It's not very compelling. Start to finish, loading up the game to beating it was maybe 14 hours. Which for a AAA title these days, and especially compared to Rise, way too short.
So is this another game where they're going to be trickling out DLC, you think?
Yeah, there's DLC. I don't really know what it's going to be at this point. I'm not entirely certain where they're going to go with it, but there will be DLC. It's very buggy for what's supposed to be a polished AAA game.
And that's not really what you hear about a Tomb Raider game.
No.
Specifically.
No.
You expect that from Assassin's Creed and stuff, but when have you ever heard someone say a Tomb Raider game was buggy? It just
not
doesn't happen.
The first one.
And it's I don't know. The story is not great. It's too short. It feels very shallow. I made this point on my stream that the game feels incredibly small. It feels very small, especially even compared to the first one. And the first game takes place entirely on one island. But this game feels way smaller than that, even though it spans over multiple countries.
Wow.
Something about the game just feels, I don't know. It's
constrained, maybe?
Yeah, it just wasn't very good. And then you get in with the bugs and the things like there are bugs where you'll just die for no reason, which is frustrating. There's not enough tombs in Tomb Raider. There weren't enough tombs. Like, they're all optional. Most or almost all of them are optional, so I beat the game with only did 3 or 4 tombs. You can tell it's not made by the same company.
So we're thinking this is nowhere near Game of the Year material.
No,
right here.
Absolutely not.
Because usually when on a launch year, the Uncharted's and the Tomb Raiders always make a run. Mm-hmm. At that third or fourth slot.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it's happening. I just went on to Metacritic real quick just to see what everyone else is saying.
Oh, yeah. What are the reviews?
It lines
saying?
Up. Metacritic, like from the actual critics, give it about a 78%. Yeah. And then the users give it a little bit less at a 7.6 out of 10.
Mm. Yeah.
So nothing groundbreaking, but nothing that jumps out and says this game is awful. But when you want to compare that to other games, meta score, like God of War currently sits at number 1 with a 94.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Dark Souls Remastered at an 85. I don't know how Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection ended up at an 83, but...
Really?
Go figure.
Okay.
Let's see. Curtis, what you been playing, man?
NBA 2K. Yeah, just been getting down on 2K19. I'm playing with the Kings because I love my life.
I mean, I don't think you've ever talked about 2K on the show. So how do you enjoy a 2K game? Do you just do do you do like the story mode and all that? How do you...
I don't. I haven't played a lot of 2K, man, really in years. But I got my Switch and it was coming out. I was like, just perfect time to get it right before Smash Ultimate. So I mean, mostly I've been doing like a lot of drills, just kind of get my, just trying to like get my handle back on it. But I've been playing. I played a few games with my roommate Malik. He plays tons of 2K and he does like the career mode and everything. But I don't like, maybe when I get deeper into it, I want to do that. But I'm just playing it just because I love hoops. So I literally just want to, I'm just going to be going through a season with the Kings, really. And I'll be playing it, you know, like while I do my podcast. This is, you know, why I stream, but that's it. I don't think I'm gonna like scan my face in and make a player or anything. I'm not really too interested in that part.
That's all I do with those games is scan my face and make the player and then run through the career mode, because Word. They've gotten really in depth with like giving you a storyline, and then your best friend gets drafted to a rival team.
Yeah.
And then every time you meet him, like you have to score higher. Like they did a really exactly. good job of that kind of stuff.
They did.
It turns into an RPG.
Yeah, yeah, no, straight up it does.
Pokemon. You start off together and then he goes off.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's a Pokemon game. And then like it got so in depth where like you'd have to do post game press conferences.
Yeah, and have and like answer what those questions in
you
a
have dialogue
way.
Options after you play a game of basketball that can affect your like Twitter followers.
Oh, absolutely.
Which affects
you have
how much
Twitter followers?
Yes.
Oh
yeah,
my
you got,
god.
Yep.
Hang on.
Contracts,
hang on.
Endorsements, all
Spider-Man
that stuff.
Spider-Man has Twitter followers.
Yeah, but it's not a game mechanic. You don't lose followers.
This is a legit game mechanic. Yeah,
this is part of
it. In the game.
Irregardless.
What if when you missed a crime, like you lost Twitter followers?
That would make sense.
Every time you heard a Jay on a Jameson podcast,
I don't know why they didn't do that.
Lose followers. That's terrible because it's a dumb idea.
It's realistic though.
That one time when Jung was like, you know what? He's not that bad. All of a sudden you have like a spike of followers. I think it's
terrible.
Good.
They really went all out on these career modes.
They did. It's like, incredible. Even the prelude, like if you could just go play, if you would have played the free demo prelude, like that, like this year now you start off in, you don't even start off in America, you start off in China in the CBA.
Oh, whoa.
And you got to play games over there, and they got like a star player, and he got like this crazy mohawk, and he's dunking on you, and like, you know, yeah, and you're like, what the heck? It's crazy, man. Yeah, but that one alone was pretty incredible. So I'm sure the career mode is crazy. Malik tells me about it, like the career modes all the time. But I watched him play the Prelude, and that alone, I was like, I'm definitely getting this version of 2K.
Nice.
Yep.
What are you playing, Corey?
Oh, thanks for asking.
You got it.
Overwatch.
Yeah.
Yep. Overwatch. I went on the biggest Overwatch losing streak of my career. Mm. I had my alt account at platinum, like just at the tippy. Bottom, like 2000.
Like tippy bottom.
The tippy bottom.
Just exactly. Like just over the edge.
See, Emma, don't trust me. Trust me. From here to the next time, because you're going to be away at Comic Cons and stuff, you're going to hear people say tippy bottom all the time because I made you aware of it.
I will never hear that
again. I promise you. I just keep a little. What I want you to do is keep a little Sharpie on you and make a little notch every time you hear tippy bottom. You do that?
Like in Doctor Who.
Do you want me to get... Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you did.
I went on the losing streak, though. Now I'm like low gold. Borderline silver.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Welcome to my world.
That's like... wow.
It was bad. And you know what? I hit the breaking point, I think, of what explains the things I would get mad about. Because, you know, I'd be playing... And I'd be like, why aren't people changing? Like, you know what the team needs. Like, help us out, bro.
Yeah.
And then once you're on that losing streak.
You just get tilted.
I was so tilted. I'm playing. I'm still kind of having fun. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, I'm going to play May.
Yeah.
And then people are like, please switch. I'm like, no.
Nah.
I mean, I'm losing SR and I'm okay with it. So.
Oh, my God. Take that shit to quick play. Even I don't do that.
Well, I mean, I don't want to because.
I don't give a fuck about comp.
The onus of switching is on you, Corey.
I hate all of you.
I don't give a
Read junk, a book.
I don't give a junk rat's onus. What is my responsibility? I decided to change the game. And, like, it's not like I'm not tryharding, because I'm actually really trying. And when you say take it to quick play, like, quick play is so bad. People leave, like, it's just...
There's no penalty.
Like, there's penalty. No one, like, there, you're just going there to troll. For this, I still wanted to win, but I'm just experimenting.
They do XP penalties in quick play. If you leave quick play games, they'll, like, they're like, you don't get XP for the next 15 games you play.
I don't think so. I don't know. I know that I did tilt somebody in ranked for not switching so bad for the first time I've ever seen it. He was just like only 5 minutes in. We didn't even have a chance to do a second attack. But he was just like, all right, peace, guys, and then dipped. I was like, oh, he's ready to take his, because that is a big penalty.
If you don't use a mic, you don't have to worry about any of that shit.
That's true.
If you're going to be like, if you're going to like be tilted and just like not give a fuck, just take your mic out. Because then they can't yell at you.
I mean, I kind of like getting yelled at.
Ooh, let's not get into that.
We were digging into stuff a little too deep. But
I heard my onus to hear that.
I'm sad Emma's going to be leaving. You know, she won't be on the show for a couple episodes.
I'll be back in two Saturdays.
She'll be back in two Saturdays. I will be counting the days. But I want you to know, I made you a new theme song.
Oh, dear God.
This is the good part, though. I took your feedback. I listened. And this one, you're not going to believe this. Under 20 seconds.
Okay.
So without any further ado, I'd like this one to stick around. I'm playing it for you guys.
All right.
It's not like it. I'll be crushed if you don't like it, but I will be.
You will be.
Emma.
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 Is telling the news.
right?
Under 20 seconds. You get the point. It says the word news. And Emma,
the harmony.
Can we talk about the fact that you waited until the one day that I'm not doing the news to bring this?
Oh God!
Well, but you weren't going to be here for a while.
I guess I just got to play the web news.
Oh my God! I'll leave. I'll leave right now. Oh all right. Oh no!
If you want to hear that song in its entirety, you can get it for free on our Patreon. You don't even have to be a patron to get it, but you can get the free download there. And I also posted as much of it would fit onto our Twitter account. So if you want to hear the full Webs Telling the News theme song. But otherwise, I just wasted another 6 hours on a theme song that's not going to get used.
I was going to say, I just want to see the camera and hear the audio of you in here recording.
Stream that.
That's what we need.
Put in the creative stream. Pre-production.
Creative stream. There you
go. David, what's on the news?
All right. We should start off with the big news that everybody's talking about. Bowsette, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I will walk out of this room right now. I swear to God.
I spent a long evening doing my research on this
one. I'm sure you did.
And It's the newest sensation. It's the new cosplay sensation.
No. Don't put this on us. Don't
put this on us. I should put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
So I guess in the Mushroom Kingdom, I don't know what it's called, but it's like this little mushroom medallion thing. And
Peach, the Super Crown, right?
The Super Crown. I don't know. It's like a Super Crown. It's like a mushroom with a crown on it. And Peachette, who's a character that got introduced in the series, is like the female counterpart to Toadette. She can use this thing, and she turns into basically Peach.
Yeah.
So she takes a human form, and then when she goes back into Toadette later. So I guess some artist wanted to envision what would happen if Bowser took the Super Crown and took on a female Peach form. And it went viral, and then that piece of fan art has got its own fan art that has its own fan art.
Yeah.
And then it didn't take it long before everybody's got a cosplay of this thing already. Emma, when are you doing the Bowsette cosplay? So I think the main question.
I hate this.
What?
So much.
Why do you hate it?
I hate it because it's everywhere. Mm. And I was sick of it after like two posts. And now there's 2 million. And I'm just like, why? Why? Just stop. And stop making it weird. Why are you all jacking off to Bowser? Why?
I mean,
because that's what they're doing.
Bowser's hot.
They're jacking off. They're not jacking off to like Peach dressed as Bowser. We're not just gonna roll right over that one. They are jacking off to Bowser. y'all are nasty.
The thing that bugs
you need
me,
help.
The thing that bugs me about it is Bowsette.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck is Et come from?
The
like,
Et?
Toadette and Peachette.
Yeah.
Peachette comes from Toadette.
Yeah.
It's Peach and Toadette.
Yeah.
Peachette.
Right.
But Bowsette is Bowser and Mario.
Yeah. Wait, no, Bowsette?
No, Bowser and Peach.
Right.
So, what, like,
it should
Beach?
Be, yeah.
Bowser?
Yeah.
Peezer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That, maybe bad. Not Peezer, but.
Peezer.
But,
like Peezer.
But Bowsette. Like, yeah. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Just how did, that's how did you take Peachizer? Peachette and make it, in to quote Sung Won Cho on Twitter, make it fucky? How did you do that?
Is that in the how smart, is that in the smart that? Person Reddit?
It is.
Okay. Hold on, wait. Isn't there? But isn't that like the one of those rules of the internet?
Rule
like,
34. If rule it exists, yeah. There's porn of it.
The other thing that came out of it is so they started just putting that crown on everybody in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Oh no!
So in chat, they're telling me about this. I saw this earlier today. Bowsette.
Oh,
that
I did
is
see
the
that
one Rachel's obsessed with.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, Rachel's been sending me hentai of these things, and I'm over it, girl.
Sure
you gotta stop. You gotta stop.
I'm just strictly asking for research purposes. Have they made a Waluigi yet?
Yes,
Waluette.
Yeah, that's a thing.
What about Shizette? Shy guy?
Not yet.
No,
not that I've seen at least.
Okay.
I hate everything.
I could start it.
What else is going on?
Well, I kind of want to stick on the Toad thing.
Oh, my God. Of course you do.
Because we missed this story last week. It didn't come up, but we can get political here for a minute.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh,
you guys familiar
Jesus.
With this?
I know the name.
I am.
Heard her name.
Yeah.
I know where this story's going.
I have a feeling you guys know exactly who I'm talking
Not
about.
Trumpet.
No.
Oh!
No Trumpet.
Oh!
They,
how dare you insult her like that?
Just making sure.
But to draw the connection, she kind of started releasing more details, intimate details about
her book.
About Donald Trump.
Okay.
Mm.
And when the part came up describing Donald Trump's penis.
Oh, he has one.
She decided, yeah, he does, believe it or not. She decided to draw the comparison to the little mushroom guy from Mario Kart, she called it.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So there goes my favorite Mario Kart character.
I'll never be the
same. When that came out, I was telling everybody because I was like, if I have to know this, everyone has to know this. You are not safe from this, all right?
Why did she have to? You could have just said a mushroom. You could have said anything.
Looks like
else.
Toad.
Why one of my favorite, nearest and dearest to my heart Mario characters? Now when I look at that, I have to imagine that Donald Trump's penis tip has, like, blotches on it.
Or it's red with white spots.
And a smiley face.
Let's get off this.
I need to do a retraction.
Okay.
There is a Shy Guy yet.
There is a Shy
yes,
Guy yet.
Did Rachel just send it to you?
She just sent it to me.
Of course she did.
And I told her I was a little afraid when it said her name and it said sent a photo. I was afraid it was going to be hentai. But was it?
Oh, you don't send Webb the hentai, only me. Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, let me
but yeah,
show you
no,
the shit she's been sending me.
Yeah, there we go. There's in chat. You guys can see it.
Shy Guy's it.
Shy Guy.
There it is. Plain as day.
I believe there is some real video game news, though.
There is some real video game news. I was going to troll again, but let's not, because let's get into it, because it's really kind of exciting. Sony caved, everybody. We won. The players actually won.
Yes.
And Sony is now going to allow PS4 to be cross-play with the rest. Why, Emma?
All right, crossplay
with Xbox, Switch, and PC. I'm sorry, everybody. Emma's instructing us in studio. It's starting with Fortnite because what else would it start with?
Right.
So
biggest game in the world right
biggest
now.
Biggest game in the world. So it's starting with Fortnite, Emma.
Oh my god.
For those of you who are not watching this on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, Emma is actually showing web hentai to distract him from the news.
I would like it on the record that I am trying to blindly focus.
Focused man.
I'm just showing you guys what I've been dealing with, all right? This is what Rachel's been sending me.
Is that a public chat that you can add people to?
Wow. No, it's not.
Rachel, you could hit me up. My email is videogamemanbang69.
I don't think that email means what you think it means.
Hey, can we take the onus away from him now?
Yeah, let's take the onus away from him.
All right.
I hate all of you.
Cross platform.
If I have to see this, you all have to see it.
Coming to PlayStation. Which, it's a big deal, because they came out right, like, and said, like,
this is not going to happen,
because the best place to play games is the PlayStation. And then, like, weeks later, they're like, okay. And we know it's not that big of a deal. Like, we know it's not complicated.
Well, yeah, it's happened before. They just proved our case of it is right, actually just a switch on a wall that he needed to flip that says crossplay, not crossplay.
It's the switch right next to the HD remaster switch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
They even went as far to say that cross-platform play might even be unsafe.
Oh my god.
For what?
I don't know. That's as far as they went to try and say that they're not going to do it, but they are going to do it. Many publishers, I didn't even know publishers were getting onto this, but like Bethesda, they've been trying to get them to do crossplay for years. So
it's in publishers' best interest, because they want, like, if more people can play their games together, they're going to accept more sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
The official official statement from Sony was the first step will be an open beta beginning today. For Fortnite, that will allow cross-platform gameplay progression and commerce across PlayStation 4, Android, iOS, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Microsoft Windows, and Mac operating systems.
Emma, I know you want to hate Battle Royale, particularly Fortnite, and I understand the where this comes from within you. However, this is doing great things.
No, I know.
This is like a huge win.
I feel like you think that I'm going to be like, I'm going to shit on this, and I'm not. I don't like Fortnite because I don't like to play it. However, I'm aware of what a big step this is in the right direction for other games.
So this root of evil, something that you've been...
I just don't like it.
I know, and that's fine. But it's doing such good.
That's okay. You don't have to like it.
Are there any games that you do play that would be affected by them allowing crossplay?
I don't know, because they didn't really talk about anything.
They haven't announced anything else. They've just said
it's Fortnite.
Right now, they said something
about like specific third-party content will be cross-platform, but they didn't say anything about what it would be.
Yeah. That's so interesting, because Fortnite is also the only game that you can play online on Nintendo Switch, and you don't need the Nintendo Online plan to do so. I'm wondering if Fortnite's just carrying around a lot of leverage right now.
They're just swinging a lot of authority right now, because they are the hottest, biggest game maybe in history.
All right, calm your tits.
I mean,
it might get to that point.
I mean, I'm going to sit out with my sign and say, prove me wrong. I mean, it's massive in the amount it's generated, the amount of attention it gets on Twitch, these crazy numbers they're throwing up in these tournaments.
$30
million. Drake's playing it.
Baseball players are playing it.
The test will be whether it lasts. Because it's hot right now. There's a lot of games that have burned hot real quick. But is it going to last? And that's something that we won't be able to see for years.
Yeah.
So if it's still around in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, then we'll see.
I think it's going to occupy the space that Minecraft does now. Because last week, Webb and I were hanging around downtown Sacramento, and it happened to be MineCraft Con or something?
Mine Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I had no idea that they were still having conventions for Minecraft, and there was just tons of kids. Oh, yeah. Like, I saw it on the news that night, and there was just kids with swords and wearing the cosplay. Like, this was a big Sacramento event. It seemed the size of, like, a Sac anime. All dedicated just to
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
I'm kind of bummed. I actually wanted to go.
Yeah, it looked actually pretty cool.
Nerds.
But hey, you probably logged more Minecraft hours than any of us.
Yeah,
very true.
So, yeah. But I mean, still, like that indicates that it's a really popular game. And at the time when that game was out and it was burning, it was hot. Like, that was the game.
And it's I feel like it's resurging now.
A little bit.
More and more people are starting to play it.
So I'm pretty sure we'll have a FortCon in like 10 years.
It might be next year.
Real quick, another bonus that's coming out of this is, Curtis, you mentioned playing on the Switch.
Yeah.
One of the biggest complaints was, with Fortnite specifically, is if you play it on the PlayStation, your account is locked. Right. You can't play it on Xbox or Switch. You have to make a new account.
Right.
That's changing as of today.
Whoa.
So not only can you now use your account on there, like you use your same Epic account across all devices, but Epic is coming out with a process to where if you created a secondary account for playing on the Switch, playing on the Xbox, they're coming together. Wow. So they're doing two things. One,
good for them.
They're creating an account merging feature to combine purchases and any cosmetics, anything that you have into one. And then they're also enabling unlinking a console from one Fortnite account and relinking it to another Fortnite account. And that's
I almost want to give them a standing ovation for that.
For them.
Because they could really be like, oh, you made two accounts. Guess you just got to give us more money. I mean, like that's...
Look at Destiny, for example. Mm-hmm. Destiny, it's just a game that comes to mind. It's you can play it on Xbox, you play it on PS4. It's not crossplay, but if you have it on Xbox and for God knows what reason you get it on PS4 as well, you can't connect anything.
I actually
have
both.
Rebuy everything.
I'm a weird person that has both, only because they threw the copy at me when I bought Spider-Man.
Yeah,
they were like, "Please take this." And now I have
pretty much
that I've never played either one.
I think this is a good thing. Hopefully it'll go over to other games like Fallout 76 would be a nice one.
Mm.
You don't think so?
Bethesda came flat out right and said it.
Since all this news?
Said it. I saw it today.
Another game that's been doing it is Rocket League.
Yeah.
And they're finally, like, it's always had crossplay, but you haven't had the ability to actually, like, go, like, if I was on the PC, I couldn't send, like, a party invite to someone who was on Nintendo. I could randomly end up in a match with somebody with a Switch. And, you know, then you just play your match. But now they're actually finding out a way to bridge those gaps in between the games so you could actually play with your friends who are on something else. And it'd be nice to see maybe PS4 open up the floodgates to some other games like that.
Yeah,
or absolutely. DC Online. That's another fun one. That's
Warframe.
Warframe would be a cool one to see go crossplay. Like, it's time. It's in maybe in a couple years we'll look back and be like, can you believe there was a time you couldn't play with your friends across different game platforms?
Right.
That's the next step.
That's how it should be,
I think, in the evolution. I'm going to hijack this for a minute because I didn't see it on the show notes, but there is a lot of information flowing out from the major sources like IGN about Red Dead 2. Have you guys had a chance to see any of the like review coverage and stuff?
Because they all got like 2 hours hands-on gameplay timed it. Like they can't share video or screenshots, but they can talk about it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff coming out, and like even down like this was the funniest one on IGN's YouTube.
No, I know
video.
What you're going for.
It was a video 5 minutes probably just dedicated to mud. How mud in the game just blew them away.
Oh, wow.
That's actually not where I thought you were going with it.
Oh, no. Where did you think I was going?
That Red Dead Redemption 2 is so realistic that horses' balls shrink in the cold.
Holy crap.
That's 100% where I thought you were going with it.
Is that true?
Apparently.
Oh, my God.
Remember last week I was telling you about the detail they put into these games?
That's one of them.
That's why I want to see selfie mode.
I want to know.
He's not going to pull out a smartphone. If a horse's balls shrink in the cold, you know. Oh my God, this is going to be the best game.
Can you imagine being in that meeting where Austin, the guy, just raises his hand? He's like, "Yeah, what if we made the horse's balls shrink when it gets cold?" Everyone's just like, "The fuck are you on, Jeff? What made you think of doing that?"
And then it's in the game.
Gosh. See, this video is about the mud and how mud is actually going to play a role in, like, the mechanics of the game and, like, your perception. Like, if your horse gets muddy, he's less likely and dirty all the time. He's not going to behave as well. And
aww.
Yeah, whoa. Same thing like for you, if you're muddy and stuff and you walk into town, people will realize it and they'll treat you differently, or they'll like make comments about how filthy you are.
Wow.
Someone said in that video, like, an NPC fell in really thick mud.
Yeah.
And like, they were just blown away by how the mud formed to that NPC's body. Because I guess it was like a random occurrence. It wasn't like a cutscene or anything.
Right.
Okay.
Just an NPC fell in the mud, and just the way that it reacted and formed around her, and she got out, and the imprint was still there. They were just like...
Was it just like a layer on top of another layer?
Yeah, and then it fades away or whatever, like, in, like, you know, textures do in games these days.
Dang.
And you have to rely on water coming through, or like if you have a dirty horse, you either have to like take it to the river and wash it, or like it's gonna be they're saying the onus of this whole thing is that the world truly just is like exists, like they've taken the sandbox to the next level. This is a legitimate world that you're going. It's a Westworld.
I was gonna say, you know what, there's Westworld and then there's Red Dead Redemption 2. Like, it's a precursor to Westworld.
Exactly.
In 2025, Red Dead Redemption 3 is going to be an amusement park that we go to.
I cannot believe. Actually, I'm way more impressed with the horse testicle thing, to be honest.
Like, honestly, so I wanted to look it up because I was like, I didn't see that right? So I looked it up, and this Rockstar Intel reports that Red Dead Redemption 2 includes dynamic testicle physics for the horses in the game world, which will have realistic biological reactions.
So nipples get hard and balls shrink.
I saw a tweet that came out that was just like, I honestly, the only reason I want Red Dead is to own a horse. And it was just like they took it from a trailer of a horse standing on a mountain with the wind. And it looked so good. Like, it looked realistic. Like, you know how car physics are now, where we're
like the Forza trailers and shit?
Yeah. That's what the fucking horse looked like. And apparently they're really stressing the relationship with your horse. Like,
and if you groom it, you get a better relationship with your horse. Like, you're saying, like, if you leave it dirty, then it gets mad at you. But if you groom your horse, it improves your relationship with your horse.
Yeah.
You can, like, name it and customize it. And
there's, like, a whole bunch of different breeds of horses that all are different. So, like, just like vehicles in GTA, you're going to actually notice what kind of horse you have.
Okay.
So, and, like, behaviorally as well.
Yeah. The way they behave, how fast they are, how quickly they can turn, how much they can pull. Like, it's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that if you're a horse enthusiast, down to the sweaty, shrunken testicles, you're going to be all in. This is fucking better than any horse game that's ever existed.
I was about to say, like, how long did it take to like develop this game? Like,
since the first one.
When did the first one come out?
90s.
He's just literally talking out of his own ass.
Talking out of his own ass.
Oh my god. You know, the horses, one of the coolest things that I saw is like how your clothing affects you, and somebody was talking about how if you have heavier clothing or if you have more clothes on, it's harder for you to swim.
This game of the year.
So, I'm like, damn. I was actually on the fence on whether or not I was going to get this game, just because I haven't. I played like a little bit of Red Dead Redemption, but not like a lot. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's not that I dislike it. I just haven't really played it.
That's
so
where I'm
like,
at.
I'm kind of like, should I get this game? Should I not? But this is actually kind of making me want to get this game now.
The game, you know what you're getting when you get a Rockstar game, anyways.
Yeah,
you're
going
to get like extremely well written stuff. You're going to get, I don't know, they've evolved as storytellers. Like, before, the games were pretty shallow, but GTA 5, when you just watch that starting sequence of, I can't even remember, with the first guy at the psychiatrist and how he kind of runs across the other guy hanging out with his friend on the street. Like, it's a movie.
Yeah,
legitimate, with like a dope soundtrack and everything. So, This is going to be game of the year easy. Like, it's already done, especially with today's news about the testicles. What else we got?
So we got some more news coming out about Telltale. They got hit with a class action lawsuit.
Good.
For breaking labor laws.
Good.
So apparently the law that they broke is called the Warn Law, which is a worker adjustment and retraining notification act. So basically what it means is if a company has at least 100 full-time workers, they have to notify the employees within 60 days or 60 days in advance of a mass layoff, which is like 50 more employees within a 30-day period. They laid off 275 employees
at once.
Mm. Without severance, without notification, without letting them know that they didn't even know why. They didn't know that it was closing. I mean, I'm sure they inferred it because why else would they lay off their entire staff?
Is California an at-will state?
California is at-will, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, but this law still applies. They did so many. That's why they can do this is because they had so many employees. Like they well were within the requirements to have to follow this.
I saw a heartbreaking tweet from one of the former employees who was like learned a life lesson and said like, you know, they were constantly up against it and he would stay late and put in all this overtime and stuff. And he just kind of always expected that it was for the company. You know, you're doing the right thing. You're putting in these extra unpaid hours, you know, to reach this goal. And then that same person who put heart and soul into this game and this company was let go with the rest of them.
Yeah.
And the lesson was like, the companies don't care about you. Make sure you get paid for what you do because they will take advantage of you and you're just another number, basically.
Yeah.
Sad. It's really, really sad.
Mouse and keyboard support coming to Xbox One.
Really?
Yes.
People have been like
really
going around, like trying to find ways around that since the Xbox One came out, right?
Yeah.
And nothing was like officially sanctioned.
No, you can get things, but they had even at one point talked about blocking those aftermarket tools to allow you to do this. PlayStation has keyboard and mouse support. And so Xbox is joining, and they're starting with Warframe. They announced it today, and it's not going to be, but they did emphasize it's not going to be in all games. They said it's basically up to the developer whether they want to put this into the game or not. So, like, you know, don't think that you can get Overwatch and Xbox and just go and play mouse and keyboard and wreck people. It's going to be up to the game developer, which I'm going to go ahead and go out on the limb and say, like, Overwatch, for example, it's going to be a game that you're not going to be able to do mouse and keyboard on Xbox.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect that.
No.
The one I am curious about, though, would be, and I don't know if it'll happen in this one or if maybe a couple months down the line it'll get updated, but Call of Duty. Because this new Call of Duty, when they did their blackout mode, kind of set the Twitch world on fire. And you had a lot of the kind of pros in No Man's Land that are kind of maybe falling off Fortnite and the ones who maybe aren't doing Realm anymore started trying it. And they were streaming it, having really good success, and it's fun.
I have a feeling that Call of Duty paid a lot of those streamers, though. I have a feeling a lot of them weren't playing that for free.
I can give you from my experience, and the ones that I know that were playing it definitely were not being paid.
Really?
Yeah. And many of the ones that they knew who were doing it were not getting paid.
Interesting.
I think that this game is going to be a titan, and they've announced already, like, for the squads, it's going to be squads of 5, I think, instead of 4.
Okay.
Which is more of a common number when it comes to the team games.
Yeah.
So the thought is that they are going to be really going at this maybe as an esport. They've already have a really established scene for regular Call of Duty esports. Like, it's already very fleshed out. They have their stars. It's all dominated by console players.
Yeah.
That's where I'm saying this comes in. Because now if you have this pool of real killers.
Right.
No offense, console plebs. But, you know, you got these console guys playing Call of Duty. And when you feed them to the wolves of the mouse and keyboard guys, they're going to get slaughtered. And there's going to be a hierarchy just like Smite. Smite has a PC league, and then they have console league. Mm. PC league is the one, those are the stars. Those are the ones everyone talks about. They have console league, and they have prizes and stuff, but they're just...
It's not...
They're neophytes compared to the PC guys. So I could see something similar happening with Call of Duty. That's why that's the one to watch with this whole breakdown.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they went that way too, because... Look at how advanced the Xbox One X is. It's basically a gaming PC, and then they're developing one, another one that's coming after that, like, it would make sense for them to be able to say, like, this is how they're going to cross the bridge. This is how they're going to bring those two worlds together, is allow you to be able to play this on some games. And like you said, it turns into esports. You don't have to worry about it being on PC. You just have it on the Xbox.
The other kind of cool thing here is I want to see Halo. I want to know if Halo is going to go mouse and keyboard. Cause
that would be interesting.
That would definitely revitalize my interest in the Halo series.
I'd go back and play the whole thing. I'll like start to finish. Mouse and keyboard.
I would actually take competitive more seriously.
True,
like,
yeah.
That's all I would really care about. Like, dang. The new Halo comes out and says they're dropping it, it's going to be mouse and keyboard, and I kind of don't want them to throw Battle Royale mode, but, you know, they will.
God, no. I swear to God, if Halo comes out with Battle Royale,
Will you cut it off?
I don't know what I'll do, but I'll be very angry. I'm so angry, I don't know what
Emma,
else.
You won't duo with me?
No.
That was the most tension-filled pause that's ever been on this show.
It wasn't her thinking about it. It was her just thinking about how she was going to say no.
Yeah. How badly was
she
going to
do? Do I want to destroy him, or do I want to just say no? Just no.
So, okay, so then this raises more questions, too, about the logistics of it. Is you're absolutely right. Like, more than likely, you are going to, like, if you're a controller player, you're going to get smoked by a keyboard and mouse player. So if they put it in games like Halo or, you know, Call of Duty, are they going to have different servers for those that are playing on mouse and keyboard, so you don't go in and just wreck them and make it so the controller players aren't really having any fun?
I don't know, because Sergeant Squiggle brings up a good point. There are a lot of people who do play controller Fortnite that do very well.
Like, that's true.
The dude who won the 250K tournament was on a controller, apparently. So, like,
well, we have a friend that plays Overwatch on PC with a controller, and he does very well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he listens to the show all the time. You know who you are, and you're not that good. But you're as good as a controller player could get, I guess.
But
I love him. I love him so much. But I see what you're saying. I think the Fortnite thing, though, what Squiggles is talking about, is that Fortnite, there's so much more randomness to it. Like, it is not as skill-based as I think a game like Counter-Strike or even Overwatch is. Like, take a controller to a CS tournament of any level and then just get wrecked.
Oh, yeah.
But in Fortnite, it depends on where you fall. Like, I'm sure aiming is a smaller part of the importance.
I mean, if you know how to build and you can build quickly with a controller, then in Fortnite, you're going to be on par with PC players.
And once you get to the finals, it's all about who has the best shotgun anyways, and the shotgun reticle's that fucking big. So
yeah.
I don't know. I think in like a game like Halo or even like Sea of Thieves, like, that's where I really realized how beneficial it is to have keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you just go on a Sea of Thieves server and just run wild. But good on Xbox. Good on Xbox.
Let's see. What do we have next? We have Birds of Prey casting was announced. So we have two names that are part of the bird. The third, because I know there's three, and I'm blanking. There's Huntress, there's Canary. Oh, is it Batgirl? No. I'm blanking on the third.
I'm just going to watch you struggle with this for a minute.
What's another bird DC character?
Another bird DC character? Hunter. Oh, are you talking about the Birds of Prey? Birds of Prey. Like from the comics? Yeah.
Because there's three of them, right?
Yeah. Oracle, Huntress, and Black Canary.
Terra the Turkey. Oh.
Terra the Turkey.
Am I missing one?
Is it Oracle? I know Oracle's in it, but...
I know. Peggy the Pigeon.
Peggy the Pigeon.
Peggy. Oh.
No, wait. That's a Marvel character.
Oh, you're right.
Alliteration.
Oh. Dang.
Peggy. Thought it was Peggy.
Emma. Yeah, it's Batgirl.
Batgirl. No, okay. I had it the first time.
Wait, that's not a bird.
It's Batgirl.
Emma, please tell us.
With wings.
You go ahead and take this story.
Yeah, take this story.
Well, please. I haven't actually read Birds of Prey. I'm excited about it. So Webb was like, "You take this," and I was like, "You gave me the chick story because I'm a chick."
I guess that's exactly why. Use your noggin, bro.
I knew that was gonna come up.
But I'm excited. So they announced who's going to be playing Black Canary is going to be, what is her
Journey
name?
Journey Smollett.
Oh, it's going to be Journey Smollett?
Journey gonna be Black? Smollett okay. Bell. So like she was Smollett. In like.
I thought it was French, so I was saying it's Smollett. Probably,
well, if it was Smollett, there would only be one T at the end. If it were French. But because there's two consonants at the end, you still pronounce the consonant sound in French.
Was on your spot.
Reddit. No, I was just in my high school.
For the uninitiated,
classes.
What would I know her from?
Yeah.
She was in a couple seasons of Friday Night Lights. She was in a season of True Blood. I've never heard of her.
I always remember her from that, what was it called? Eve's Bayou? It's like old.
I just know people are going to be, I think because I follow an account that like posts a bunch of comic news, and I think my comment was angry white people in 3, 2, because she's black.
Yeah, she's black, yeah.
So Black Canary is going to be black.
There you go.
No.
And then
Mary Elizabeth Winstead is the Huntress.
Yes, which I'm okay with that.
Who? How
Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim.
Okay, I haven't seen Scott Pilgrim. So
she's in other stuff too. Definitely she was. Did you see Live Free or Die Hard? Mm-hmm. She plays John McClane's son or daughter. She plays his daughter.
Oh, you're so talented.
I didn't rewatch that movie because I didn't even know.
She plays his daughter.
Okay. So I saw that casting first, and my initial thought was like, okay, of course. They have an established Huntress in the DC cinematic universe, CW universe, and of course they're not going to use it because why would they? And then they went to... And
I'm
I
okay
saw,
with them not using her again.
Well, then I saw Black Canary, and I was like, oh, never mind, because then that would justify them for using Laurel. And I was like, okay,
let's not.
Let's not hate on Katie Cassidy.
Ooh.
Why are we hating on Katie Cassidy?
Because they did Black Canary real dirty in that. I don't, in all of that.
It's not Katie Cassidy. It's
it's also partly Katie Cassidy.
It was the writing. I don't like the direction that they went with the character.
I don't like the writing, and I don't like how she plays it.
What about Black Siren? Do you like how she plays Black Siren?
No, that's the same. It's the same thing. Same
I like
person.
How. The only reason why I like it because
she just wears
she's
darker
evil.
Lipstick.
Yeah.
Or, she's like, she has
lipstick.
A, she's moodier.
She changed her lipstick.
She changed
that's
her lipstick.
That's literally the
that's
difference.
Basically it, yeah.
Now, White Canary, that was my shit.
A Sarah?
Katie Lotz.
Yeah.
Is a fantastic Black Canary. But anyway, we're getting off topic
here. Yeah, that's
here.
True. That's
okay,
true.
Yeah, she was.
If they had, Katie Lotz was a really good Black Canary, but it wouldn't make sense for her to be the Black Canary now because,
right. And, I mean, we've always...
No, it's separated.
Yeah,
it's just another thing that I'm just like, of course, DC.
So we don't really have a lot of information. Margot Robbie is coming back as Harley. And then the release date is next February of 2020. February 7th, I believe, is the current slated release date for this.
So I did understand Margot Robbie. I know that name.
There you go.
Very excited about that.
Yes. I actually love her as Harley. I'm curious to see what will happen with better writing. In a Harley role, but yeah, I mean, there's not really a lot to talk about. It's just casting. It's not like they haven't even started filming yet, so it's not like there's photos of the costumes or what they're gonna look like or the concept art or anything.
Is there a release date for it?
February 7th, 2020.
February 7th, 2020.
So all we have is a release date and a couple cast members.
Okay. Are we feeling any better about Joaquin Phoenix Joker now that you've had a chance to absorb the knowledge I dropped last week?
No.
I think you guys are sleeping on a hit here.
If it's good, cool. But
that's not fair. You can't just say like beat it up and say how terrible it's going to be. Then if it's good, be like, okay. You gotta concede a defeat there.
I'm not excited for this. That's why I'm not excited. I don't think it's going to be good. If it is good, cool. I'm not going to bitch about it being good because why? You want things to be good.
Yes.
But I'm not going in with any expectations. I'm not even going with low expectations. I'm going with no expectations. I nothing this. I don't hate it. I nothing this. I'm indifferent to its existence.
I think... You know, we're getting towards the end of the show, and you guys got very heated on a topic that I know nothing about, but I was fascinated listening to you guys talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I will not mind if the show devolves into a little bit of Harry Potter news.
All right, here we go. you could start, Emma.
Okay.
Everybody get the
soapboxes
ready.
Explain it to me like I'm five.
All right. So here's the deal. There's a new Harry Potter movie coming out.
Yep. The Fantastic Beasts and Where They Come From.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was the first movie.
I did my best.
This movie is Fantastic Beasts, : The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Ooh. Okay.
So, you know, we're exploring Grindelwald in this movie. So, some new information came out. There was a very, very big reveal in a trailer yesterday. If you are a Harry Potter fan, it was a very massive piece of information that there is this female character that has been in the trailer. And mm-hmm. she's been on the promos, and she's been in the set photos, and nobody knows who she is because she's not allowed to say. They dropped the trailer yesterday. She says her name is Nagini, which, if you're a Harry Potter fan, is a very big deal and is very stupid,
so,
but whatever.
So, for those of you who are not Harry Potter fans, Nagini in the books and in the movies was Voldemort, who's basically the wizard Nazi. Because same values. You had to be a pure blood, you know, witch or wizard. And you had to, if you weren't, then you were going to be, like, basically a slave. Humans and anybody who was, like, a mudblood, so came from non-wizarding family or was half wizard, half not, you don't deserve magic. You're a slave.
I never realized it was that heavy.
It's very heavy.
I never realized it was that much of a... Wow.
Oh, it's bad.
It really
they throw
kind of
out
a thing,
slur
yeah.
In the second book, which is mudblood, and everybody that hears it reacts to it like they just heard the N-word.
Mm. Yeah, that's the equivalent of the N-word in the wizard.
And you guys are just throwing it out there all willy-nilly.
the wizard world does exist.
It's fictional. But, so Nagini is...
So Nagini is Voldemort's pet. She's a giant snake, boa constrictor, anaconda like ish, who we find out later on that I try to explain this without going into the entire backstory. Voldemort uses magic called the Horcruxes to basically make himself immortal. To create a Horcrux, you have to kill somebody and it splits your soul.
Mm.
He does it 7 times and puts his soul bits into various things all over the world. So if he dies, he can come back. It's not easy, but he can do it.
His soul bits. Is that like a cryptocurrency?
It's a cryptocurrency.
All right. I'm with you.
If you like it, drop some soul bits in chat. So Nagini was had one of his soul bits.
Okay.
And so the way that they treat her in the books and in the movies is very much as like, she's his pet. Like, he says she, but it's...
He's her master.
Yes.
One of the things that somebody pointed out to me was that so basically, the short version is she's something called a maledictus. She has a blood curse. So she, at some point in her life, turns into a snake, is unable to turn back into a human. That's it. Boom. She's a snake.
Maledictus, by the way, was just invented for this movie. I don't think it's ever brought up in the...
It's
definitely
not
the movies.
It's on... I think it's on Pottermore. It's been on Pottermore for a bit, I think. But... So basically...
I don't know what that is either.
The entirety of the books...
Harry Potter wiki.
This snake has been an Asian woman. And that was the other thing. That they cast a South Korean woman, I believe. So this snake has been an Asian woman. And it's yet another way that they can kind of go back and be like... See, there was another Asian character all along. It wasn't all white people. She was just a snake,
just
and you didn't
Cho
know.
Chang. It was also Nagini was an Asian woman the
it
whole time.
Like, it was a whole thing. But so one of the things that somebody pointed out to me was that there's like a lot of things that going back into the books, this makes like it wasn't thought of in the context.
Right. In retrospective, you go back and you look at it and you're like,
now that I know this is a person, the fact that Voldemort routinely feeds corpses to her.
Yep.
Mm. Because she was basically like, I just killed somebody and I need the body disposal and give it to the snake.
Yeah.
He's making her eat people.
So.
But she's a snake now. So that's reasonable to assume she would eat.
Okay, so there's an...
She's still a person.
So there's a thing called the Animagus.
Animagus,
which is basically a witch or a wizard uses a spell so then they can turn themselves into an animal of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one animal. They can pick the animal, and then from then on they can switch into that animal, but they can go back and forth. A maledictus is only women, and it passes on from mother to daughter, and it's similar. You can switch back and forth from animal to human, but it's a curse, and eventually you get stuck in that. Mm-hmm. So it's... I don't know if they explained it this deeply, but as an animagus, you are still retain your...
You're still you.
You're still you. You still retain your personality, your thoughts, and everything. You can't talk because you're an animal,
right.
But it's still you. So if And Maledictus is the same way, which it probably is, because they're not going to make it easier on you if it's a curse.
Of course.
It makes it even worse. Like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, now Neville just killed a person.
Neville is now a murderer. Neville, so in order to kill Voldemort, they had to kill all the Horcruxes. Nagini is a Horcrux. Neville, who throughout the entire series is.
They're never going to remember any of this.
I know, they're not. He's like this aloof character. He's goofy. He kind of fucks up all the time. Mm-hmm. He ends up being like the hero of the entire thing because he like stabs Nagini, mm-hmm. which is like taking on like an anaconda, stabs her with a sword, mm-hmm. and then Harry is able to then
The Sword of Gryffindor, which is
Sword
actually
of Gryffindor, great. Which is a whole other thing.
Curtis, boom. You know that part of your brain that has all the Prince facts?
Yeah.
That's occupied with Harry Potter shit.
Yeah, I can tell.
So the point apparently. Here is that J.K. Rowling has once again retconned some shit in the books, and she goes back and she says, hey, this was in the books the whole time. You just didn't know about it. And she throws something in there as, like, representation of, like, see, we had another Asian character. And then Dumbledore being gay. There's the idea that Nagini is a South Asian word.
Sanskrit.
Is a South Asian word, and then they cast an East Asian woman. Because apparently all Asian is the same.
And then that goes into play. You have the dragon lady, like, stereotype. Yeah, like, it's just a whole thing.
It's just a bit of a mess.
It's just so bad.
It's just a bit of a mess.
I akined it before the show. I was talking to Emma. Emma and I were mainly talking about this. And I akined it to what the prequels are for Star Wars fans is what these Fantastic Beasts movies are becoming for Harry Potter fans.
Yeah.
Because it's a prequel. And it's like, it's the first one. It was like, It was bad, and then it's like, oh, okay, this is getting worse, it's getting worse, and... Yeah,
it seems more sinister, though. Like, the reason no one liked the Star Wars is because they were way too, like, kid.
They were just
campy. Yeah, they were just campy for little kids.
These ones have moral implications.
Yeah,
moral.
This seems
like the Johnny Depp thing, the Dumbledore thing, this thing.
I feel like I will be a worse person if I go to see this movie, almost, based off... just from what you guys say, because I'm with Curtis. We both have never seen one Harry Potter movie, start to finish.
Well, and we've talked about this before, but I'm not going to see this movie, which doesn't really sound like anything, but for me is a massive deal because clearly I'm a huge fan. I've never missed a premiere of these movies. I went to like midnight book releases for these books. So like I made the decision months ago that I was like, I'm not seeing this. I'm not giving these people my money anymore. After the whole Johnny Depp thing, I'm done.
Would you ever do like a book burning?
God, no. What is wrong with you?
No, people do it all the time.
No, do not burn books. Don't burn books.
Is that Fahrenheit 451?
Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah. No, because the books still hold up, and I still like the books, and the books are largely, like, well, yeah, actually, no, I was going to say they're unaffected, but they kind of are.
No, they are. The books, you can recognize that something's problematic and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Which is a big part of growing up.
Yeah.
Wow, we're getting deep.
Deep.
Emma, tell us what your schedule is going to be and where people could follow your New York Comic Con adventures.
I'll probably stream tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know. twitch.tv/EmmaSkies.
Are we streaming on Friday? Doing Sea of Thieves?
Yes.
Ooh, the Sea of Thieves update. Is that happening? Confirmed? Because we already got pushed 1 week.
It comes out sometime this week. I don't know.
Comes out sometime this week.
I don't know. I can't focus on anything that isn't costumes right now.
What are other costumes people could see you in?
I'm going to do Bane from Disenchantment.
Is that the main character?
Yes.
Nice.
So that will be very comfortable and very excited. And then I'm working on a fancy little archer, which is why I have lights everywhere. There's LEDs all over that costume. That's going to be fun. And then I told myself if I can finish both of those costumes by tomorrow, there's a third costume I could possibly start.
Why did you do this to yourself?
Because I hate myself.
Instead of doing that,
why not just celebrate?
And play Sea of Thieves with us.
I mean, I can still do that. Because this third costume, all I'd have to do is make a jacket. I already have the pattern for the jacket. I have to go buy fabric. But I have the... You know what?
Is it Bowsette?
It's Bowsette. I'm going to beat you to
death. David Webb, what's your schedule looking like this week?
Definitely we'll be streaming Sea of Thieves on Friday. And I might be streaming tomorrow if I can get everything back together.
I saw some progress pictures.
Yes.
It's looking pretty good.
Thank you, sir. Yes, it's... more space. I'm able to have like to hear the game and not have to be on the delay anymore. Nice. So it's good.
Curtis, what's going on?
I've retired. I'm not.
You're done?
I'm just done. Until I come back, consider me retired from streaming. Until I come back.
Until I'm not retired anymore.
Until I'm not retired, I'm retired. Simple as that.
You got some stuff in the works, though, that It's not like you're not doing nothing.
Oh,
no. No.
He's definitely doing some stuff.
Never sitting on my hands, but, yeah, I mean, training camp's going on. I'll be talking about it. I've been uploading things. I've been getting things ready. It's just the streaming part. Anyway, twitch.tv/skipintosh if you want to check me out playing some 2K when I come out of retirement. Oh, and talking about the Kings when I come out of retirement.
Everybody else who's in here in our Twitch chat, just to let you know that when we put podcast in the title, it's not just a word. We take that is a real podcast that can be downloaded and subscribed to on platforms like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Baby Maker, Whistling Creeper. And we just got approved to Grass Stains. So download us, rate us 5 stars, give us a nice little comment. That helps other people. When I was streaming last week, I was streaming some of the post-production from this show. I was showing people our process and how we'd level the music and we export and do some sound matching or audio matching. And people were asking a lot of really good questions. And I don't know where I was going with that. I lost my train of thought. But yeah, just go like the show on iTunes. Do that for us. And then if you are listening to the podcast already and you do week in and week out, you can watch us live in person, see our faces as we speak and record these words and interact with us, much like a Sergeant Squickles or a Ruru 2 or a Lost Sheep 26. You can do that. Hang out with us in the chat at twitch.tv/videogame_bang. That's it. Have a good week. We'll see you this Saturday for the weekend bang. For Curtis, the real David Webb, and Emma, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.